Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. I count it a great joy to come and to speak God's Word. I tell you, I love the Word of God. I know what it did for me. I've been born of the Word of God. I tell you, the seed got alive in me. The Bible said, being born again, not with the corruptible seed, which is by the flesh, but the incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I've been born a second time. I've had the spiritual birth. And I tell you, that's all because of what Jesus did at Calvary when He shed His blood and died an awful death for my sin and for your sin. And I'm just before God because of what Jesus did. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. My sin's been covered by the blood of Jesus. And that's why I've been made worthy to go to heaven. And I just cannot thank Him enough for that. I tell you, I couldn't deserve it, couldn't work for it. I tell you, not good enough. No man's ever good enough to be able to do and be holy like God is holy. We all come up empty. We all come up short before God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep gone astray. And the Lord has laid all the iniquity all upon His Son, and by His stripes we're healed. I tell you, that's where we stand with the Lord. We can't compare ourselves unto Him. He's holy and righteous, and I'm thankful to know that today that He has mercy upon sinners. He forgives sin, and I'm thankful that He covers those. That's what the blood did. It covers, and I tell you, it makes you new, and it washes you clean. And I tell you, that's what He did when He shed His blood at Calvary, and I tell you, He died for me. And I know the Bible says that blessed is the man. There's many places it talks about that, how blessed that we are. We that are saved, whose sins have been forgiven. I tell you, we're blessed. The Bible said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in whom the hope of the Lord is. It talked about, blessed is that man. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He shall bring forth fruit in due season. He shall not see the time of the drought. He's going to be fed. He's going to be supported because he's down by the brook. He's down by the waters. And I tell you, that's how you're going to be blessed today. Is to be a child of God, to be saved, to repent of your sins, to be born again. And then when you live for the Lord, I tell you, He'll feed you, He'll lead you, He'll guide you. He said, I'll teach you how to profit. I'll teach you the way you ought to go. And like the Psalms 23 said, He said, the Lord's my shepherd, and I shall not want. He talked about how He was led. He leadeth me through the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He lead me by the still waters, by the green pastures and so forth. And I tell you, He leads us in the way that we ought to go. And He causes us to profit. Not so much as the monies. And He does meet our needs. But I tell you, we profit in Him. I tell you, our greatest treasures that we can have is the souls that we've won to the Lord. The things that we do for the Lord and do the will of God. I tell you, that's the true treasure. And that's the true riches of Christ. And I tell you, when we do that, we're blessed, we're satisfied. I tell you, it just helps us, encourages us. I tell you, it's nothing like it. But the Bible talked about, blessed is that man that has made the Lord his trust, and whom the hope of the Lord is. But there's also a cursed man that trusteth in himself. He trusteth in his flesh. He maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. And those are cursed. Those are the ones going to have problems, and judgment's going to come down, and you're going to pay for your sin. The Bible said there's a payday for sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the eternal life. That's the gift of God. I tell you, I'm thankful I've got the gift. He gave me the free gift of eternal life when I got saved. When I tell you, He did it all. He called a man to preach, and that man preached to me. He called a Sunday school teacher to teach to me. And I tell you, he taught me. And I listened to it. And the Lord dealt with me through that. But I tell you, the preaching of the Word of God, the Lord had that man. The Holy Spirit used that man. And then the Lord called my name. And I came running. And I repented of my sins. And I got saved. And the Lord did that. He drew me with cords of love. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit of God baptized me into the body of Christ. Made me new. The blood of Jesus, when I trusted in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, His blood cleansed me from every sin that I've done and all that I will do. I tell you, His blood is sufficient. And I can continue to pray today for mercy and forgiveness, because every day I see myself come short. And I tell you, if you're human, I tell you this, the thoughts of foolishness of sin, there's none righteous, none perfect in this world today. There's only been one perfect, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful I serve Him. He's a true and risen Savior. He's on the throne. He's already conquered it all. He'd already showed who He was when He came into this world. He died for sinners. It was just very, very evident that He's the Son of God. He fulfilled all the scriptures concerning Him, every one of them. He fulfilled those. And I tell you, He is the Son of God. All the things He did, all the miracles. And I tell you, what a man. I tell you, what a joy it is to know Him and be a part of this wonderful salvation. And the Bible said in Psalms chapter 32, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven. I tell you, blessed is that man whose sin is covered. I tell you, that's a blessed person. A blessed person when you get your sins forgiven. When you get your sins under the blood. And I tell you, your sin's been covered by the blood of Jesus. I tell you, I remember the day when I got saved. I remember the time when I called on the Lord and I asked Him to have mercy upon me, forgive me of all my sins and all my iniquity, and He forgave me. I tell you, when my heart was broke, my heart was crushed, I was sorry that I sinned against Him. I saw myself as a hell-bound sinner on my way to hell. Deserved hell. And I tell you, no way that I could be good enough and holy enough to get to heaven. I knew my condition. I tell you, I was dead in trespasses and sin. And I tell you, I was on my way to hell. But Jesus died for me. He made the way that I could go to heaven. And when I heard that call, when the Holy Spirit began to tug at me and deal with my heart, I tell you, after I heard the Word of God, He was drawing me. I took heed to it, and I began to seek Him. He gave me a heart to seek Him. You see, He gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. I didn't understand it at first. I tell you, I was blinded. I had no eyes. I couldn't hear. I tell you, I was just totally pitiful. But I tell you, that's the way every sinner is. Totally pitiful. I tell you, undone and ungodly and without God. And I tell you, but now I can say I'm blessed. Today I can say I'm blessed. I was cursed. I was on the path that was leading to destruction, the broad way that leads to destruction. And many go in there. But He changed my course. And then He established my going, you see. He changed my course. He wrote my name above. Made a place in heaven for me. And I tell you, He gave me a new heart. He gave me eyes to see you, and to see Him. I have never seen Him with my fleshly eyes, but I've seen Him with the spiritual eyes. I tell you, I've seen Him through faith. I've seen Him, what the works that He's done and everything He's done in my life and others. And I've felt Him. I've seen Him through the spiritual eyes. And I tell you, He's altogether lovely. From the top of His head to the bottom of His feet, He's altogether lovely. I tell you, He's precious and pure and He's holy. I tell you, the closer you get, the better it gets. I tell you, the closer you get, the more you realize how far you're away from being where you ought to be. I tell you, that's when you'll begin to cry, woe is me, like the man Isaiah, when the Lord's presence was there and His power there and He filled the temple. He had to cry, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I tell you, he said, woe is me. He cried out. I tell you, because the Lord's glory was there and he saw it. And the Lord took the tongs, and the angel did, I believe it was, and took the tongs from off the altar, the hot coals from off the altar, and touched his tongue, touched his mouth, and he went to go and preach in the word. I tell you, he went, and God gave him, so much prophecy, more than anybody else that I can see here. I got so much to learn about that man Isaiah and about the book of Isaiah. But I tell you, he was a man that prophesied about so much. He prophesied about the birth of the Lord Jesus. He prophesied about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ and so forth and on. He's prophesied about so many things. God blessed this man. The Lord touched him, opened up his mouth. But I tell you today, you that are saved, you're blessed because your sin has been forgiven and it's been covered. I tell you, that's the only hope. That's the only way that any person to get to heaven, you got to come through the door. And that Jesus is the door. And you got to trust in that shed blood. Now, what does that mean? You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to believe He's the Son of God. I tell you, if you really believe on Him with all your heart, knowing He's well able, He will forgive sin If you'll come to Him like that with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He'll save you and make you a new creature. And I'll tell you, He'll take away your sin. I'll tell you, that's what happened when I got saved. When He took my sin, washed my sins away, that guilt left me. The condemnation left me. And I tell you, that's what will leave you. And that was heavy. I carried a burden of sin with me every day. I woke up with it. I went to bed with it. It was very heavy. And as time went on, it got heavier and heavier. And that's what's wrong with people today. I tell you, you're sinning against God. I tell you, God's the creator of all the earth. And I tell you, He's permitted you. He created man, first of all, in His own image and own likeness. And then all that were born into this world, when man fell to sin, were born a sinner. But I tell you, but God permitted you to be born of this world, to serve Him, to love Him, and to be His servant. And I tell you, if you don't live for Him, I tell you, if you don't come unto Him and be saved, you'll lose your soul and die in sin and go to hell. But it don't have to be that way. But the Bible said, but blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed is the man. I tell you, blessed are we that are today that are saved, that have been born again. I tell you, we got the blessings of God on us. We're not perfect. We got a long ways to go. I tell you, I'm not worth anything, but He's worth everything. And I just want to glorify Him. I want to live that life beyond reproach, like He said. And I want my life to count for Jesus. I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want to live a good Christian life. I don't want to be a hindrance to anybody. I want to be what God would have me to be. And Psalms 1 talked about, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the way of the ungodly. And I tell you, we're blessed. Those that are saved, live for God. But I tell you, live for Him. Don't run after the flesh. Don't run after the things of the world. But just do the will of the Lord. That's where your delight is. And when you do, I said, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and it bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God knows them are His. He knows them. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about you too, my sinner friend today. He knows everything about you. He knows every sin you've committed. He knows where your heart is. He knows what you think about Him. I tell you, He knows all things. And I tell you, when you come to Him, you must be honest. You must bring your sins and your broken heart and your contrite spirit. That's the sacrifice God will not despise. You must bring it to Him. Bring it to Him. And I tell you, He'll have mercy on you. Wash you clean. Make you a new creature in Christ. You'll be so glad that you did. But the Bible said, blessed is the man. Blessed is that man. It talked about he that tries to cover his sin, he shall not prosper. But he that forsakes sin and confesses his sin, repents of his sin, he shall prosper. And I said, that's what he said here. Whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. I tell you, you'll prosper in Jesus the only way you will. It's the only way from earth to heaven. I tell you, if you leave, you die without him, you'll lose it all. You lose your eternal soul to eternal damnation. I tell you, but you can come today and have this free gift of eternal life. He'll make you a new creature. All things, old things have passed away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Pour out your heart before Him. He'll hear you if you really want Him above life itself. God bless you. I see my time's come and gone. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.